Hello, friends. How y'all doing? Locusty, stop. We're getting close to the Christmas. You guys excited? I ordered a gift off Amazon for someone. I ordered it at like 3 a.m. and it had arrived at my doorstep at 8 a.m. I don't know if that's great or scary.
I think both.
Yeah. One DQ by 8 a.m. I love that. Ultimate Roars has just got a cold beer, relaxing and waiting for an amazing fireside exclamation point. That is setting yourself up for disappointment there, Ultimate Roar. Dude, I've heard Amazon elsewhere is garbage. The Australian people are always complaining that it
That's because their
sucks.
country tries to kill them.
Yeah. Will the
Did Brit
Alliance provide PI templates? I'll get to questions after the I do have my agenda, but we haven't discussed that yet. It's pretty cool, though. I think we probably will end up doing something.
I'm surprised Dynex hasn't done it. And also this name is looks a lot like Dynex, so I'm a bit suspect for the person asking the question.
Ragnar says, I use fireside recordings to help me fall asleep to Asher's dulcet tones. So Ragnar, I think you're joking, but I legitimately got a complaint when I hit a VOD off my stream one time. Someone was like, listen, I'm trying to go to sleep. Can you re-enable that VOD? I was like, all right. Alicia, is that actually your OnlyFans account? Do you have an OnlyFans? That's not real, is it? I don't want to click that link. Myron, my team is out. I'm gonna watch Army Navy as soon as the fireside's over. That's like a tradition. I have an OnlyFeet, yeah. Ah, it's a 404. It's too bad. All right, I got a poll for you guys. If people were willing, how much money would it take a month before you would put your nude photos on the internet to make money? How much money would you have to make monthly for that to be something you'd entertain? 3K, $1, 1,000, 100K, 200, 100K a month, £3 a month, 5K a month, $30 a month, $10 a month, 25,000 a month, 1,000 plex, 1 million. Man, I'll do it for free. I do it for free. Good job, Ben. Four spodumene, 5,000, 5,000. What if they already are? Okay. Can't be bought. 10K, 10K, free, 10K, 69, about 350, one tritanium, 1,000 rupees, 5,000 US dollars, 100 Mexilon in 2028. It's super expensive. Yeah, true. 420, that's the weed number. Yep. 100K a month. Okay. It's very interesting. This is an interesting question to ask people because you go the gamut from $10 to like I would never do that. 420 is just how French people say 80. That's a pretty good joke, Koei. You have to know about how dumb the French are with numbers to get that one. People would pay to remove my nude pictures from the internet. That's terrorism, actually. Can you imagine that you're so disgusting that your pictures are considered terrorism? Good job, Ralph Drake. At least you're memorable. All right, let me start hearing my agenda, then I'm open up for questions. Glory says Army or Navy? Army for me, my friend, Army. Okay, so. I got a note here from your Sniper Eagle just mentioning that people need to get used to being mobile, which I think is a good thing to mention that the future that CCP wants is people moving around. You cannot find whatever you want in one system. So just that's just a reminder that you need to maybe reevaluate the way you're thinking about things. And gonna move on next one. We got Gooniversity is doing a recruiting drive. So they're doing a recruiting drive looking for instructors for the following subjects: general PvP, intro to Logi, Logi Anchor, and they're looking for especially Australian time zone and US time zone people. So if you're interested, there's a thread. You can DM Onkle or Kali Amatin in that thread. In the last year, universities handed out 2,456 handout packs worth approximately 160 billion ISK and run 279 classes and need more people to help them do it next year. So if that sounds interesting to you, if you want to help the next generation of newbies, that is the way to do it. And then a general update. We do have 6th squads. They will be kicking off into more interesting things in the near future. So if you're looking to get involved beyond just main fleet, 6th squads are the way to do so. We have a forum thread, a forum folder that you can look through for recruitment. And I just want to give you guys an update as to where we stand in the general lay of the land. So I was talking to our directors today. I think we could basically consider the move complete at this point. And now we start looking towards the future. There's still a couple tasks left to be done and stuff that needs to be done, but that's going to be filled in over. We're in the long tail is really what I'm saying. We're in the long tail. So we have universe changing a lot on January 1st. We have people resetting each other, although curiously, very curiously, Frat and Horde have both deployed to Delve to shoot people there, even though they are, I'm air quoting here, resetting in a couple weeks, but has not stopped them from deploying over there to the same place. Yeah, very sus. You are correct, Robert, but not surprising. And yeah, that is the thing. Picking on Brave, they enjoy going there and ending Brave. It's all they know, really. All right, and then MER came out. So a couple new graphs. It was very delayed, obviously. People were starting to riot with memes on the Reddit, which was interesting. But the MER came out. We've already readjusted our asteroids. What asteroids we are having spawn to sort of scale itself towards what minerals and that we need and what are the most valuable. And we definitely want to encourage you guys to keep those on the market. The interesting things from the graph were basically that stuff we already knew. Essentially, we're doing no moon mining. That's not surprising because the fracs haven't hit yet. That'll start happening in the next few weeks. Mining was surprisingly up, and that's just mining of asteroids, but moon rocks were way down, so the net effect was not strong. With the mineral price index skyrocketing, it is going to be even more profitable to mine, it seems, until CCP adjusts it. So we'll see what happens. Ratting bounties were up. That was also not surprising for a couple reasons. I think that obviously, like I've been telling you guys, it's generally been a net buff to us. Another thing is that we were not ratting in an appreciable way, but we were not ratting near our max capacity for the last 4 or 5 months. And you guys have hit the ground running. And when they increased the bounties, I think more people became interested in ratting. So it's just drawing more people into it. So when ratting is more attractive, more people will do it. So the bounties have gone up, which any student of economics should probably not be surprised by. Why are mineral prices going up? Because they have introduced a lot of bottlenecks, and there's more demand for less product. I don't want to be like supply and demand, but essentially is supply and demand. It's harder to get rocks, and people still want them. If metanoxes are bad, why is apparently everyone using them based on the new graphs? But they're actually not, they're not being used. So I don't know what you mean why everyone is using them. Because if you look at it, they've gone down on R4s, which is not surprising because it is not very profitable to negatively profitable to run a metanox on an R4. And they're being used mostly on R8s, which have also gone down a little bit. And then a lot on R16s. And R16 is kind of the sweet spot between where, especially for other alliances, they just don't want to mine them, but you can still make decent money on them. And then if you look at R32s, they have some metanoxes, but It's the majority is still being manually mined, and then R64s is probably just guessing from looking at the graph, 10% are being Metanoxed, which makes the most sense because that is the most profitable to manually mine. So I wouldn't say that everyone is using them. It's just common economic sense, and then it allows groups that don't put people in space to take advantage of them, which is something that those groups have been screaming for a long time, and you know that's CCB gave it to them. Clearly, Init is just losing billions a month with the amount of Metanox in Outer Ring. When you say losing billions a month, you mean in potential? Like, that would assume that they could be out there and mining it manually in Outer Ring, which they're not going to do. So, no, they're just making a lot of ISK. Like, it's just all ISK for them.
The big thing that Metanoxes did is it unshackled the amount of moons you can extract value from. Like separated that from manpower. So for an alliance that can influence a lot of space but doesn't have the people to fill it up, they're a good option for them to, you know, be able to bring in income for moons that they wouldn't be able to capture otherwise.
Galarin Chardonnay says, how is asteroid mining volume still so high in the MER despite Equinox massively reducing the volume of asteroid ore available in Nullsec? Yeah, so we were talking about that when it came out. And if you look at it, asteroid ore is slightly up, but moon mining is down. And so that means that people who were getting moon mines, especially R4s, have asteroid rocks in them, and so those contribute to the amount of asteroid minerals going into the economy. And because that is down, we believe that the demand has shifted over to the asteroid mining to fill that void. So although the asteroid has gone up, I think it's probably still a net lessening of the amount of actual asteroid minerals going into the economy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see over the next couple months, like, because our fat ass obviously influences this quite a bit, and we haven't had, like, we just got moons out to Corpse, like, a month ago, they're starting to frack, so, like, the December MER, we'll see our moon numbers increase quite a bit, yeah. You know, so it'll stabilize over time, and it'll be interesting to see where it nets out, but I was also surprised to see the asteroid number up as much as it is.
My interpretation of the MER is that the ice and the asteroid increases are very much an Imperium-shaped spike. We have no moons fracking yet. And the increase is not actually as much as it seems like. If you look at the bottom of the graph, it does not start at zero. It's really only like a 10 or 15% increase. And that is relative to our size, relative to the game, that looks like us. So good job mining all of the ore that we have provided. In almost all cases, but we think it's largely connected to how we don't have any moons yet. We'll see if it continues.
And Sejan complains, why do we always talk about crab and industry nowadays? So it's an important part of the economy. Like, if you want to go to war, you need to have an industrial base, Sejan. So I know that there are some groups who are just, like, constantly shit on miners or PvEers, but they're living off them nonetheless. Like, even if you pretend they don't exist or you pretend that you hate them, the ships you were flying still came from them. And so if you want to be clear-eyed about how this game is played, then you have to focus on it. And we are clear-eyed about it. We want to have a war machine, not a war dependency. Any group that isn't focusing on that is getting it from somewhere else, which means it can be disrupted. So it's a very important thing. And like I've said in previous Firesides, we are expecting no new action through the end of this year. As far as, like, major events, we have been having flights and fleets going on. In fact, one just ended literally right before the Fireside. So those are not surprising, but it's something we're going to focus on. And it is an important part of, you know, the leadership level. And it's an important part for you guys making ISK, which is what we're going to use in the wars to come.
Yeah. Can I take a second and address a couple of the mining questions?
Sure. Let me get this one more thing. And then Sejan says, I'm just saying we could try and push some individual PvP as well, hitting Skyhooks, ESS, etc. I think I talk about that nearly every week, so I don't think that's not being addressed. And we literally just said join six in squads because there looks to be fights coming up. So I believe that stuff is addressed and stuff like Delph Standing Fleet, which we have started implementing, Guard Bees, all that kind of stuff also involves defending our local space. And so it's important for me, fighting and going to war. It's like I always say to our leadership, the point of this game is war. Everything services that, right? So if you're not servicing that, you're not doing it. But you have to do it in a smart way. Like from a leadership perspective, if a person wants to show up and be in a fleet fight and that's all they care about, that's great. We're happy to have that person. But from a leadership perspective, we need to service the entire flowchart, which is from getting the materials mined to the ships made to getting them in hand and every step in between. And so it's important for us, our perspective, that we do all that. Anyway, go ahead, Cass.
Yeah, so a couple of people asked, where did all the Isogen upgrades go? Which was sort of addressed earlier, but yeah, a lot of those have been replaced. I don't know if it's 100% of them. But the amount of ore in those upgrades was actually one of the lowest out of all the upgrade types. And so we looked for upgrades that just had more asteroid ore because we clearly have demand. At least one of the new types, I think it's the Mexilon one, actually has plenty of Isogen in it also. But we focused. Oh, it's the Zydrin one. Okay. So we focused on overall amount. There should still be plenty of Isogen, which has dropped a lot in price. We also, someone asked about Pyrite, and I agree that it's a bottleneck, especially where we are. We don't have access to all the old Delve Pyrite stocks. But we did have some of those anchored for a while, and nobody touched them because the amount of ISK per hour, even at Tenerifus prices, is just terrible. So we tried and it didn't work. If it continues to be a problem, we may try again. Like Sniper mentioned, we're updating these every couple of weeks. We're reevaluating what to do in terms of rock anomalies and upgrades. So
and
just get out there and mind
moons,
what we
correct?
Yes. So once R4 start fracking, then yes, we'll see more pyrite income from those. Absolutely.
All right. And then I'm going to open the floor to questions from you guys. Go ahead and throw them out there if you got some questions.
Teriel said something about there are too many things wrong in the MER to actually rely on it. That may be true, but if things are consistently wrong, you can still use them to look at a pattern.
Tekros has a question about alt corps and moons. I'm not equipped to answer that one.
Yeah, I actually planned to do it this week and it just fell off the list. But yes, that's going to happen this weekend that alt corps will be able to tower moons. Athanor moons, whatever you want to frack them.
There you go. Thanatos Underlord says, the Fellowship of the Ring left Rivendell on the 25th December. Does that make Lord of the Rings a Christmas movie? So this is a great question. I don't think it's a Christmas movie. Die Hard is a Christmas movie, in case you're wondering. The person who figured out when the Fellowship left and the fact that they left on the 25th, it's like hidden in there. It's not explicitly stated that they left on December 25th. So that was like a Tolkien like deep lore nugget that he left, which is pretty cool. But no, I wouldn't say it's a 25th of December makes it a Christmas movie, but Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We will be doing a Die Hard group watch as well. Is Die Hard a Lord of the Rings prequel? Yes. What happened to the idea of moving all corps into a separate alliance? I don't remember that idea off the top of my head.
It got shelved for IT reasons.
Ah, there you go. Feels like a lot of ESS ganks are successful in our space. Should we have a dedicated ESS defense force? So that is the Imperium Standing Fleet.
Commanders.
Yeah. You can form up a fleet to defend them, or you can join the Standing Fleet when it's up. Those are the two things that you can do best to defend ESSs. Lethal Weapon is a Christmas film. I haven't watched Lethal Weapon recently enough to comment on that, so I'm going to take your word for it. Mithrandir is Jesus? I would say he's more John the Baptist than Jesus, if we're going with this analogy. Am I enjoying Path of Exile 2? So I think I addressed this last week, but one of my hard drives died, and PoE2 requires 100 gigabytes, and I literally do not have the space to install it. Chances of a Fortizar and XD attack JW7. If a corp requests it, we might drop one, but I don't know that we have a plan for that in particular. Conrad, I'll eventually do it. I'll download some more gigabytes.
Snaffle, I'm sorry about your pizza, but no, Atrium will not SRP your pizza.
Can you imagine the cost of the treasury if we had the SRP Goon's pizzas? God. No way, dude. Control Delve moving this week. I don't think we have any plans as far as I know for this week. That's what I'm saying. Which model and brand of the drive is that? It's a Samsung 1 terabyte drive. I don't remember the model off the top of my head. An SSD. Yeah, I'm going to check your link out later, Terrio. What's our relationship like with only fleets and Brotherhood of Spacers? Friendly? I mean, like, we're not allies or anything, but, you know, we talk to them, and we don't hate them or anything. If our CAD is on an Omega account, should we train to FC those fleets? We actually don't want your CAD on an Omega account necessarily, so especially on your main, we do not want that. Boss shot my Rourke World mortal enemies. Yeah, you can declare, you know, the blood debt on them if you want. 4 military. There is a Kestrel fleet hostile in Waitako at the moment. Go destroy those Kestrels, military. Will we be dropping more dread bombs now that insurance for them isn't garbage? That's a good question. So definitely a future plans type thing. But they did improve insurance on dreads. It's something that we're looking at. Dread bombs are a matter of, you know, opportunity as well. And so one thing we want to see, and this is something why I keep emphasizing this, is people just get more dreads, more dread alts, and we're getting more new players into dreads. Those are all things that I want to see happen. The dread is very much the workhorse of the capital ships now. So, and it is the area that we have historically lacked the most in. I certainly think we've closed a gap between us and PanFam, but I do not think that we are anywhere near ahead of them in dreads right now. So it's something where, you know, we need for a giant battle, we need more people, more dreads for sure. Does the Alliance want more Ironize and PNIs? We definitely want more PNIs and Zernitras as your main dread. Ironize are great because they are probably the best dread for running beacons in. So Net will naturally get a lot of those straight away. But yeah, PNIs and Zerns for your combat dread is the top priority. And then Ironize at that. Can we see dread fits without being in the dread sig? Yes, that is. Those fits are available in thread. More skyhooks need to be deployed. We are adding those as they come up. And if a corp, I might be wrong on this, but I believe if your corp installs them, we will just buy them from them. Almost all my dreads are in Fortech 07. When do we move from there to UALX? Mm-hmm. We have been running Sinos, so you can move them along.
Ask your corp also for help with Sinos, etc. Like, it's all keep stars, so like it's completely safe to do it by yourself. You don't have to wait for us or anyone else, etc.
Any updates on Providence area with locals yet? So yeah, this is a good question. There is some, you know, scuffles going on right there, going on right now there. We're fine with that. Like it's we're not going to get involved in any particular way. We're not supporting any one side or the other. You know, if our fleets end up there, it's because they saw a fight happening and they wanted to go shoot someone. You know, we're not saying we'll never show up there, but we're not going to be putting our thumbs on the scales for those people. And that's generally going to be our policy for stuff like that. Is we you know, if people want to duke it out, we'll let them duke it out. We mostly get involved on the larger galactic scale, and we'll get involved if, you know, the bad guys decide to put their thumbs on the scale. That's essentially our general policy, is we don't want to go around and punch everyone right near us. Having a healthy ecosystem near you is actually quite important. And we were pretty insular in Delve, so I think for goons especially, the idea of having someone hostile close to them is probably something they haven't dealt with. But, you had NPC space hostile, but actually hostile alliances living near you was something they haven't experienced for a while. For us, it's important to have those people nearby. And so we won't be getting involved in a major way. And we certainly won't be trying to decide who wins or who loses over there. I work tomorrow. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Are we going to be taking upper catch? There's not in the plans right now, Sharp. So no plans currently. Who knows what the future holds, you know, future plans and all that. But we certainly do. We're not covetous of that area right now. Is probably Farmville that we don't want to break a la OG Cobalt Edge and Intergalactor and fucking IRC has powers. Yeah, I don't know if I would call them Farmville, but certainly having people near you is more of an opportunity than a downside. I know from a certain perspective, you're like, wow, we don't want anyone who can roam into our space and attack us while we're ratting. But let me just sort of dispel that idea, because there is such a thing as being too safe, and I strongly believe that. And a lot of our, you know, philosophy about that has been like, put ourselves in tough situations, and that goes down all the way to this, that like, having, you know, somebody able to kill your ratting ship, as long as it's not overwhelming, is actually a net positive. Having a little, you know, if you've never had a girlfriend who you think might stab you if things go just the wrong way, then you aren't really living, are you? So that's what I have to say about that. You can quote me out of there. I'm sure it'll be on Reddit soon. A girl what? Says Jox Hitch. Sorry, Jox. Are you mining event ice, Asher? I have not mined event ice. Is it good? Is there any plans for a Super Goon meetup at the next FanFest in Iceland 2025? I don't have any plans, but if one gets organized, that would be cool. Is there a move up from 1DQ? So what you should do, especially if you can get your corp to help you, is just move along the Keepstar chain to 49 TAC U, and then when we do a crossing to 4 TAC 07, you can come along at your leisure towards UALX. Jet Crash wonders if we can fix her even though we get stabbed. So Jet Crash, let me just say that once you're stabbed, the relationship is over. You should be aware of that.
I bailed out just after getting punched. I didn't have to get stabbed.
Good thinking. Is it leisure or ledger? I say leisure, but whatever you say is appropriate. I think a British pronunciation that I say is, I say esoteric. I think most Americans say esoteric. On the first stab or the second? If you got two puncture wounds, that means she probably is really into you. Literally.
Or use the long knife that's one side in and the other side out.
Oh, that's a sword, my friend. That's a katana. I never really thought about that. That's the problem with dating a weeb. They might own a katana. ZXB or ZXB? ZXB, I think, is the way to pronounce it. But I do sometimes say Zed when I'm calling out system names because it's a little more clear.
Yeah,
if you
have to
look,
off C for that?
If you guys say Z, like that's most Americans say that, it also like almost sounds like Charlie, so that's why it's sometimes very confusing to me.
Yeah, that's generally why when I'm calling out alphanumerics, I do say Z. Yeah, if you want to use NATO, that is also appropriate, Myron. Ultimate Roar says, Fireside cheers for another amazing one. Cheers, Slauncha. Is it called data or data? It's whatever you prefer. You guys are nerds. What's a single data called? There you go. Howdy, you nerds. Date and data are not appropriate. Ryohe, I don't know what you're asking here. Ryohe says Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi? I don't understand. I don't understand the other pronunciation. Does someone say like Wi-Fi? They say Wi-Fi? No.
I'm serious. I've heard
no
it.
Way.
Europeans.
No way, dude. Yeah, I guess when I first met a British person and they said that their product was in beta, and I was super confused for a second until I figured it out. Wi-Fi? No way. I think you guys, this is like some group delusion that you guys are putting one up on me. All right. King Diomedes, I'm not going to read your terrible joke. Wow, they do. Okay, well, there he goes. Is stuffed turkey a calzone? Stuffed turkey a calzone? I don't think so. All right, guys, so then I'll give you... We're now in the firmly in the irrelevant question zone, and I've answered enough of them. I'll give you guys the update. We will be doing one more fireside, so that'll be, I believe, the 21st. Yes, the 21st. And then, so we'll be here next week, and then the 28th, we will not have a fireside. We're taking that week off, so or that weekend off, I should say. So no one here the 28th, but I will see you guys next week for the last fireside before Christmas. Bring your Christmas gifts. Remember to grab your gifts for Secret Santa. And by the way, let me say this. Secret Santa gifts go out on the December 25th. Do not give them out before. That's lame. I know everyone does. I'm just telling you. Send them out the 25th. I'll see you all later. Have a great week. Catch you next week on the next Fireside. Bye.